present to get him. I had graduated 2 or 3 years before and had come back to see that game. I sat in the grandstand in a box seat with my former classmate, and this was my first experience of sitting in such a prominent place. The intensity between Baylor and A&M was of such nature that there was always anticipation of an incipient riot. On this particular occasion, Baylor had some sort of a little stripped-down runabout automobile that they'd put certain signs on and drive in front of the A&M student body. And they had been warned not to bring that thing out again. Of course, they brought it out, and they had some of the girls on it. And as they drove around the track of the football field and passed the A&M student body, some of the cadets piled out of this, began to drag these girls off that little stripped-down, run-down car. This, of course, provoked Baylor students to retaliation, and soon there was a melee of hundreds of students swinging fists and band chairs and a little everything else. In a little bit, the Aggie band began playing Star Spangled Banner, and the cadets in uniform began to come to attention. The thing was quieted down. But in the melee, somebody swinging a chair, I suppose, crushed the skull of one of the Aggie cadets who died as a result of that melee. Nobody knew whether he was hit by his own friends or some Baylor student. With the pushing and shoving and mass and the swingings here and fore, and so you really couldn't tell who was aiming at who or who was hitting whom. And as a result of this thing, Baylor and A&M discontinued all athletic competition for 4 years until the student bodies of both schools had graduated or gone.